Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's never too early to get a Kubota mower at your local Great Plains. Built to last and cut fast, there's a Kubota lawnmower for everyone. Right now, get low-rate Kubota financing on residential, commercial, stand-on, and diesel Kubota mowers. Let Great Plains Kubota help you turn your lawn into a work of art this spring. Visit our family of Kubota dealerships in Ada, Duncan, Edmond, Norman, Shawnee, and now Stillwater. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Today we had another eventful day for cattle futures. Before closing lower on the day in live cattle, we were higher at one point, did not quite get through yesterday's highs. But April went to 120.77, which was down about 20 cents on the day. The Junes were down at 122.12, down 52 cents. Looks like they're actually going to settle at 122.22, down 42. August down 22 at 121.25. But the market early tried to go test yesterday's highs before retreating and closing lower. Some people might classify this as somewhat of a reversal, but it didn't make new highs today before selling off. And then the feeder cattle were down 25 in April at 146.82. The Mays were unchanged at 152.20. The August up 30 at 160.30. But if you go look at the August contract highs here today, closed higher on the day. So there's still a lot of positive momentum surrounding the market throughout the market. Just in the last five or so days, it's rallied about $6 a hundred. If you look back historically over the last 6 months, it seems like they come in $9 or $10 rallies, in spurts of $9 or $10 rallies. So there's another $3 or $4 if you use that historical or believe that historical patterns will reflect again in future coming days.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 42nd annual production sale on April 3rd at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling approximately 1,385 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females and pairs. As always, all purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee and will be delivered for free. Join the Gardners in Ashland, Kansas on April 3rd online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com. For video of sale offering, catalog, and more, go to the website gardnerangus.com.
Well, today's grain futures were extremely weak going into tomorrow's USDA quarterly stocks report. But the corn was down 8 cents or so across the board evenly today. The May down 7.5 at 539. December corn 452.5 down 8.75. That's the lowest we've seen since the month of February on the corn. And then the wheat futures also under pressure here with July Kansas City down 10.75 at 564.75. We're nearly back to levels we saw back in December. And if you go back and look, that market went almost to 670 at the end of February. We're at 565. So over a dollar off the highs in the last 30 days. That's a pretty significant sell-off for the wheat. Come Monday next week, we'll have the first USDA crop progress and condition report. Here in Oklahoma, we're really among the best in the nation in terms of our winter wheat crop conditions at this point. And then again, tomorrow morning, that USDA report, it's a mid-morning report. It's going to update the acres. And it looks like the estimate for corn is 93.2 million acres, beans 89.96. So roughly 93 million acres for corn, that'd be about 3 million more than last year, and 90 million acres for beans, about 7 million more than where we saw last year. And then cotton, just under 12 million. Last year, it was just over 12 million.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.